Maybe you're looking forward to a summer vacation. Every year, thousands of visitors flock to this national park. However, it's safe to say the first visitors were probably not here on a weekend getaway. The intriguing history is this edition of the American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
This national park draws thousands of visitors to southern Kentucky every year. But according to Vicki Carson, the first tourists to the park arrived here thousands of years ago.
Inside the cave, there's evidence of people going in and out of the cave as much as 4,000 years ago. We find artifacts in the cave that have dated to between 2,000 and 4,000 years ago, mostly around 2,500 years.
Carson is a ranger at Mammoth Cave National Park. She says pieces of cane reed used to burn for light and pieces of sandals have been found. But those early visitors not only left items inside the cave, they took some things out with them.
We do know that they scraped crystals off the walls. There are some crystals and salts that form on the walls of the cave, epsonite and selenite and gypsum. But it appears they took them out of the cave.
No one really knows why they took them outside, but some believe they were put into the food they ate. Hundreds of years passed before American settlers discovered this place.
There's an old legend that a man named John Houchins shot a bear, started chasing it. It ran into the cave entrance, and that's where he found Mammoth Cave.
No one knows the validity of the bear story, but we do know the cave soon received its popular name.
Shortly after the War of 1812 was over, word of this huge cave spread, and somewhere along there it became Mammoth Cave. I think it was a tourism ploy.
With 350 miles of caverns, Mammoth Cave is not known for its beauty, but instead for its sheer size. Traveling the countryside in Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.